Improv for Humans, live at South by Southwest, featuring Danielle Schneider, and musical guest, me, Rex.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Improv for Humans!
Hey everybody! I'm Matt Besser, this is Daniel, there it is. I'm Matt Besser, this is Danielle Schneider.
Hi.
Welcome to Improv for Humans, and let's please welcome our musical guest, Miles from Me-Rex. Bring him on. Oh, sorry, all the way from the United Kingdom. You can scoot down there a little bit, Danielle. Okay, welcome, dude.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you feeling?
Amazing. Yeah? I'm still on kind of 9 p.m. time, which is like
that's
fine right now. But in a few hours, I'm going to feel very
like
weird.
That's like a real showtime.
Yeah. That's why I put it at this time for you. So it'd be 9 p.m. for you. And so how long have you been in the country? How many hours now? 48?
About that, yeah. I think just over. So I got in... it's all kind of like stretched out into a weird shape now. But about 2 days, yeah.
Right. And you're from Brighton.
Yeah. Down by the sea.
Okay, down by the sea. Do you know that?
Oh,
there's probably
yeah.
some songs about that. Right?
Brighton. I feel like in Me and My Girl or something.
There's a film, Brighton Rock, set there. Oh, Quadrophenia, also set there.
Yeah. Any Brighton fans out there?
Yeah!
All right. Brighton. That's what right Me-Rex says. So you are Me-Rex. You have a band, but they couldn't afford to come over here. Or lots of visa problems and stuff like that. But am I right that this... Did this start during the pandemic, this side? Because you're in another band. Did Me-Rex start in the pandemic or before?
No, so I've been playing as Me-Rex since about 2015.
Okay, not at all. Unless the pandemic was in Brighton much earlier.
Oh, it's been
earlier.
Going on longer than you think. yeah, so 2015, and then like 2018-ish, the rest of the band joined, and then we made all these big plans and then canceled all of them, and then, yeah, we're kind of starting out again.
Yeah, I was about to get on a plane to go to South by Southwest when everything shut down, so this is kind of special for all of us. I want to do a scene on that too. But the format of this show is Miles is going to play a song and then we're going to do a couple of scenes on that song and then we'll repeat that process a couple of times. Okay? So what song do you want to start out with?
The song's called Flood.
Okay.
It's all just keys. Go out on a high, like the whole world is a bad film. You're walking out halfway through, sticking to the streetlights. You have always let the darkness accumulate around you, and anyone can see these people need each other more than anything. Each shining like a crystal ball, nobody sees a future in. But every word you breathe to me is noble gas, shining bright in violet, white, and green, and gold, and red. Yeah. All the light and heat that sleeps in a match tip becomes a delicate flame before all of the euphoria and clarity of vision fades fast to swimming darkness once again. So see the city's teeth sink into the evening, see the light is draining, feel the sky is bleeding. We will hold tight to these memories, let go of them eventually. We will bleed a trail of foreign coins down every fractured alleyway. These thoughts are only flesh wounds, they leave the smallest scars. They shrink like distant cities in the back windows of the car, with all the beauty that would be unlearned. But for the light the high beams breathe, for the days ahead when waking up is a death-defying feat. Because the party's never over. The party's never over, that's just how I live my life. And chaos is a bed of wires, is a bed of wires, beautifully intertwined. And the party. The party's never over. The party's never over. It goes on until you die. And stretches out in every direction, horizon to horizon, for miles and miles and miles and miles. No terra firma, no flood, no dove, no covenant, no hurt, no dirt, no virtue, no truth, no sleep, no drugs, no dreams, no swelling, no bleeding, no ghost, no God, no believing. No nothing you lost, no bets, no breath, no words, no sweat, no faith, no lamb, no look, no hands. No irreparable harm was really done in the end. No irreparable harm was really done in the yeah, yeah, yeah. See each other now, these things seem distant, bittersweet and sanguine. These are the extremes that we've all had to learn to hang between. But the pressure builds up and the kettle starts to sing. Something about being here, appreciating every little thing. Knowing it's okay to be broken, still afraid to be hopeful. These ceremonies we all go through, I still don't think I really know you. I see us struggling through to the other side of this. We all fall a little further short of what perfection's left inside of us. Cause the party's never over. The party's never over. That's just how I live my life. And chaos is a bed of wires. Is a bed of wires beautifully intertwined. Precipice of letting, the precipice of letting this take over your whole life.
Love that
such
so much.
Such a great song. We've listened to it a lot around the house. Matt's there's always saying the party's never over.
Never over. You will notice there's a guitar solo missing.
You know what? I felt you made up for it with your keyboard.
Oh, thank you. Good.
I also was impressed that you could do so much with so little in terms of a smaller keyboard.
I know. I'd be embarrassed to have a big piano around you.
It's like coming in with just like, look at my fucking big piano. And then you are like, blah, 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 blah. And some of the big pianos just like blink. It's really impressive.
Thank you.
It's like a 270 keys on there somehow.
I know. I was just like, his hands are not moving very far, but there's more notes on those notes.
Yeah, they're all cramped in.
Also, I noticed one thing, and I've always wondered about this. You sing right on the microphone.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I've ever seen that before.
Oh, really? It's when you're singing, if you this might be very boring, but when you're up here, you get the kind of the full spectrum of frequencies. Uh-huh. Where when you move off, if you go in a different direction, you lose kind of either.
Yeah, I think when I get that close, people are like, ooh, you know.
Right. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
We're going to have to take you off stage.
Why?
During karaoke. Okay, let's move to the next karaoke.
I'm only halfway through Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
That's the problem. That's a two-person song,
and
first off.
It's 70 minutes, the song.
Okay.
And I'm going to get through
it. You're doing the costume change between
parts?
Yes,
and I'm going to play both parts. Will you love me? Will you love me for it? And then I play Phil Rizzuto at 1.2 doing the baseball sounds. And it's coming up to first base. And then it's second base. And it's Paradise by the Dashboard Law. Will you love me?
Okay,
will you love me forever? What?
You walked most of the crowd during the baseball Phil Rizzuto part. It went way longer than the part in the... It was the full nine-inning baseball
game. Well, I wanted
them
to see what a baseball game would really be like. Even during a song, I think you should get the full effect. And then I also played out the entire sex act.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be innuendo.
No, I was like...
You did the baseball, then you actually did a sex scene.
I did the sex act, and I made myself... climax, and then I came down and cried, as I always do after sex, because I want people...
That was a climax?
Well, it was a climax, and then I cried, because that's what I do after sex, constantly. And then I ate a lot of food. This is the whole Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, like, in reality.
It was more like a one-woman show than a karaoke.
Well, that's
piece.
What I'm hoping to turn it into.
Okay, there's other people here, okay?
What, someone's going to sing
you
some what,
Britney... You should hook up with the American Pie guy.
Oh, no, that guy bakes an entire pie.
That song is also an hour and a half long. But, yeah, we're going to have to take you off stage.
No, I refuse to go. I signed up for my time. I signed up for 17 spaces. So I am
here. You put
here.
Down different names?
Yes, I put Danielle Schneider. I put Schneider Danielle. I put...
Daniel Schneider.
Daniel
Dan Schneider,
Schneider. Dan Schneider. I put Schneider Daniels.
I should have read through that. I knew that was too much of a coincidence, all those names that seem the same.
Look, why do you care? The karaoke is not for the audience. It's for the person singing. If they people wanted to come see a good singer, they'd go to a Broadway show.
That is true. Sometimes I too want to do it. My way.
No. Sorry.
And now the end is near.
Oh, God.
And so I face the final curtain. Cut to a week later, the place has been shut down because no one comes anymore.
Man. That was amazing.
And scene. They both orgasmed. That's what happened. I so admire the complexity and the amount of lyrics in all your songs. They're really good for a show like this. But she's right. That refrain, the chorus, once I heard that chorus, it's like all the other stuff goes out of my head because I love it so much.
Craig, you're leaving?
Yeah.
Party's not over. No, it's not. It's never over.
It's almost midnight.
No, it's never over. In the invitation, it said never ending party.
I love your spirit, and that's what I love about
no,
you.
No, but I mean it.
Stop grabbing my arm like that. Ouch. I gotta work tomorrow.
I don't fucking care.
Whoa.
It's the person.
What kind of language is that for a party?
Well, it's the language I use at a party. I'll tell you that much because it's not over. And when you're at my party, I tell you when it ends.
Veronica, you notice people are slipping out the window
not
in the
you.
Bathroom as if it's like a
guess what?
Thriller.
Guess what? They
what?
Will be shot.
You have guards outside?
Yeah,
is that
I
what
do.
Those noises
well,
were?
They're not guards, they're snipers.
What's the difference? The mercenaries?
Yeah. It's not a guard. You have to pay a guard. A sniper does it for the joy of it.
Never heard that definition of sniper. All snipers in the military are doing it for the joy of
oh,
it?
Oh, they fucking love it.
Okay.
They love to watch a head explode.
Ugh.
What?
I don't think a good sniper makes a head explode.
A great one does.
All right. That's a big bullet. Now, look... I am your friend, but you see everyone is in fear right now. Look at everybody. Everybody wants to leave.
I see smiles.
Everyone's
I see
hanging
smiles.
Out near the coat closet.
I see smiles.
Nervous smiles. Smiles like the couple at a wedding when the line is passing by. And they're like, yeah, nice, thanks for coming.
They are so happy that I'm there. That's
no,
the,
they
yes.
have that. That gives you a headache when you're in that line. Oh, thanks for coming.
I don't know who you married.
Believe me, I was not happy. I got a headache. I got my cheek muscles.
Well, then why don't you
hurting.
Stay here so you don't have to go home to your wife?
Stay where?
At this party. Did you forget? Is my party so bad that you don't even know where you're at?
Come on. Just, it's the work. I didn't say I had to get back to my wife. I said I had to work next day.
Well, do it from here. It's remote working. We're in a pandemic.
look what John just did. He just set a fire to cause a distraction. You want that?
I think that sounds like a fun party thing.
The Woo! Distraction is you.
Let's do it.
Everybody at the front door. She's distracted.
No, I'm not. I was roasting marshmallows.
Get this video.
No.
Oh, my God.
Head's exploding.
You
cool.
Animal.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
That was cool. That's a party people will remember.
Well, that's true. What is your problem?
My problem is I like to party, and if that's a problem, I don't want answers.
Can't you just pass out like everybody else who has that
attitude? Oh, no, I don't drink.
What do you do?
I party.
How do you define that? Intimidating people
staying
in your house?
No, I talk.
True.
I sing.
Mm.
Dance my ass off.
Okay.
S'mores.
So far, this sounds just like a crazy person in the middle of the street.
What? Name a
Except
person that makes s'mores in the middle of the street.
Except for the s'mores.
All right, I do s'mores. I put on a drag show.
The problem is people don't want any s'more. They want some less. That's why they want to leave.
Oh, I just got it. You should do stand-up at my never-ending party.
Wait, did you never knew what s'mores means?
No, I didn't.
Are you just now getting it means some more?
Yeah,
I want
I
some
didn't know.
More?
No, I thought it meant like there's marshmallow and it's sticking
You're
the words together.
It?
I thought it meant like...
I saw that no, look in your face where you were like, oh, that's what that means.
So
I remember
what
I remember
this is this is a crazy party, not a grammar party.
I don't know, that's...
And maybe a lot of people... Maybe that's not what it means. Have you looked it up in the OED? Oxford English Dictionary? Okay. You didn't know what the Oxford English Dictionary was? Oh!
I thought that was, the, I thought that was my fraternity.
I saw it across your face when you didn't know what the OED meant.
And see, we're really arguing, folks. But let's be real. You didn't know what s'mores were until right now.
I did not know what s'mores did. And Girl Scouts.
How many in the audience just learned what s'mores meant?
Oh, okay. I'm not alone.
Isn't it funny how they're grouped together?
Yeah,
that
we
means
all
it's
went,
a personality
we
type.
We all went to the same school. Hey, guys. We all went to Harvard.
Hard knocks.
Harvard.
Oh, that har.
Because we were learning about how to cure diseases, right, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, good job. Great fucking job.
Guess what? Are you all vaccinated? Yeah, we did it.
Took you long enough. I'll have to admit, the sign ped-xing.
Pedestrian
crossing.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was Latin for years. I think I was in my mid-20s to 30s to when I figured that. I was like, oh! But I don't think that's such a great sign.
I thought maybe you were going to say, I thought it was just like pediatrician crossing. Thing. I realized very recently, and more recently than I'd like to admit, that the Tom Petty song, which is I Won't Back Down, I thought it was I Want Back Down. Like, I want to get back down there. I want to get back down. Like
I want back down. I've been in the treehouse for 3 hours. Now I want back down.
I thought it. I really thought. I was like I want to say like a year ago. I was like, and he plays it all the time. And
I don't know what you mean by all the time. That sounds like too much.
You play a lot of Tom Petty.
Well, I won't
in a
back
house.
Down.
Yeah, I want back down. From this song. Anyway.
This is so weird. I have Tom Petty up in my treehouse.
What? Again?
I know. He used to live here, and he comes back, and he says, hey, man, I just want to relive my memories. And I'm just like...
But little Timmy wants to go up and play with his cars up there, and Tom Petty's there?
I know. Okay.
Can you tell him or someone?
You tell him.
You're the one who likes the stupid music.
I know, but I have to do his voice.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Petty?
You gotta pull on the rope. You don't knock on a tree.
Well, you heard me, so obviously you know I'm here. So can we cut the shit?
How do I know you're not a vampire?
Because you came to my
from
house.
From the boulevard.
That's... I thought that was an analogy, the vampires down Ventura Boulevard. See, I know your lyrics.
Oh, thanks. Can you bring... can you get some root beer and some cookies and...
No, I can't. This is not your treehouse, and my son would like to get up in his treehouse.
I built this treehouse.
I know, but you haven't lived
70 years ago.
I know, but you haven't lived here in years, and at this point, you're trespassing. And I know because you're a celebrity, like you guys think you can just walk into people's houses, but that's not how the real world works. Just because Robert Downey Jr. did it once and fell asleep in a kid's bed, wasted, and didn't go to jail for it, doesn't mean everybody can do it.
It stuck with you.
It creeped me out. I woke up every day as a kid going, is Robert Downey Jr. going to be under my bed?
Well,
it's a
I'm
scary
not,
thing.
I'm not coming down. No, I won't come down. You can spray me with a garden hose, but I won't come down. Don't be a baby. Look, sorry, I'm not Weird Al up here.
I'm going to call the police. Oh, fuck, Sting just got here.
Sting? What's up, buddy?
Hello. Hello, I'm here to have some tantric sex. In your treehouse, I thought that it was open.
Come on up, buddy.
Thank you. Oh, this bitch down there just kept saying, he won't come back down. And I said, I said, a do, 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 a da, 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 is all I've got to say to you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, don't stand so.
I was going to say that next. Oh, this treehouse.
Oh, remember? Remember, it's not cool being a rock and roller anymore.
No, it's not.
Just the simple things.
No, you can't make music. You can't get on Spotify. They think you're friends with Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I just like to get back to nature. Just get back in a tree.
Yes. And I just want to get back to doing my wife for 17 hours.
Wow.
You never heard that about me.
No, tell me more, Sting.
Oh, yeah. There's been in a lot of articles where my wife and I have tantric sex for hours on end. Me and Trudy.
Tell me what that is again, tantric sex?
I don't know. God. Yeah. If I knew, I'd be having it.
And scene. Who knows what happened next? I think I do know, but our daughter's backstage. So what was one of those? So I want to talk about the concept. Now, was this the refrain of this song is a refrain that, well, the name of your last album is?
Megabear.
Megabear is like a half hour to 40 minute album or EP. And all the songs run together. Am I right?
Yeah. So anyone can kind of run seamlessly into any other one.
I love that. It's a real good listen, guys, all together. But the refrain, the party's never over, you repeat that refrain through several of the songs, right?
Yeah, I figured get some good value out of it.
But it's great. It's so cool. Like, can you just... How'd that idea come about of, like, I'm not just going to write different songs. I'm going to write these songs that fit together, and I'm going to have a refrain that comes back. Like, how did that come to you?
So, like, a big part of it is cheating the Spotify algorithm. So I figured, like, I initially set out to write one song that was half an hour long, but I figured for the five people that listen all the way through to that, I'm going to get, like, five streams, right? And it'll just kind of disappear.
Well, it's kind of like a musical, like an operetta musical. In that way, like, I've seen Les Mis. And not to brag, but throughout that song, you'll hear the certain refrains coming up again. So it's very operatic in the way.
It does sound like a musical.
Yeah.
See, I went to Harvard. I did not.
Haverford. Oh, man. I got an idea for our new song.
Yeah.
I've been thinking of ways on how to cheat the algorithm. You know how we've been talking about how that's more important than making songs?
Every day, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's...
Honestly, that's my favorite part of singing.
Is cheating the algorithm. I know, I hate these live shows now because I'm like, I don't feel like I'm cheating the algorithm
no.
up here.
Anytime I like, even just so I open my mouth and I'm like, am I going to cheat the algorithm? But I'm not going to do anything.
But you know, the Spotify algorithm, what if we name every song, the first two words are Joe Rogan. So we have that new song called Kitty Cat Love. So now we just call it Joe Rogan Kitty Cat Love. And people think they're going to his podcast. They'll listen to the song. They'll think, oh, this song is just the lead into
honestly,
the Joe Rogan podcast.
We could just save ourselves some breath and some time if we just say the words Joe Rogan over and over again in the songs.
You mean just rewrite all the songs?
Don't even write a song. Just say the word.
Just say the word Joe Rogan. We cut to a random person flipping through. You know how you flip through your Spotify while you're driving? You can't really see it. So he just bear it through his peripheral vision, sees Joe Rogan. He pushes it while he's driving.
Joe Rogan.
What the fuck? Start.
Joe Rogan.
What is wrong with this thing? Start the podcast.
Joe Rogan.
What the hell? Is there like a big pause in the podcast?
Hey, this is Joe Rogan, everybody. Don't do vaccinations.
That's it? I thought he backed off that. What the fuck? I'm just going to keep pushing it.
Hey, it's Joe Rogan again. Use in... Oh, politics.
Oh, back up. That sounded interesting. Politics.
Politics. Crazy, right? Use ivermectin.
Fuck yeah.
Just kidding. This isn't Joe Rogan. I fooled you. I'm a singer.
Dead. Back to the band. Did you hear someone die listening to our algorithm cheat?
Yeah, I know.
We're the new backwards masking. Do you remember that?
No. No, what's backwards masking?
That's when on vinyl records you used to play them backwards, like Judas Priest would tell you to shoot yourself and stuff.
Did they really, or was that just bullshit?
Some really did that, yeah.
And so people played the album backwards and mm-hmm. then did what it said?
Not only that, you have to literally spin it with your finger backwards. You have to do the work.
People work so hard to kill themselves.
We cut to 16-year-olds. Yeah, I heard if you do the whole Iron Maiden backwards on this side, it'll give
What's
us a
say?
Message.
Oh,
I don't
cool.
know. My older brother
Wait,
said
Wait, we gotta
it.
Hold it down.
Okay.
Ow, my finger.
You gotta go faster.
Well, it hurt my finger, man.
Well, don't put it under the needle.
Now you tell me.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Third eye blind is pretty good.
Did you hear that?
Did it say third eye blind is pretty good?
Yeah, I thought it was some cool satanic thing about killing yourself.
Just his third eye blind is pretty good.
You did it too fast or
no,
something. You
not,
fucked it
weird.
Up. Did you
okay.
get your finger under it?
I did put my finger on the needle again just because I couldn't resist.
Don't do that. That's how heroin addiction starts.
Really? Where'd you learn that?
Needle and the damage done.
All right. Ready? Let's try it again.
Third eye blind is great.
So it changed its opinion.
I feel like...
It's more emphatic when you did it faster.
Let's see if we go even faster.
Third Eye Blind is the best band ever, better than the Beatles.
What?
That's ridiculous.
That is so true.
What?
Do, 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 Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's the only part of the song I know.
Oh, I was trying to place the Beatles song.
No! No!
And sing. You're much... Thank you. Miles, you're much younger than me, but is that a term you have heard of, backwards masking? Did you guys have that?
I assumed it was an anti-vax thing. When
me
you
too.
First
I thought
it.
People putting the matches
on
over their eyes.
Or like the back of their head or something.
I was like, oh, I'm not going to wear a mask. Fuck you. I'm going to put it on my eyes to show you how much I don't care. Like, or something. Like, I haven't
seen the mask backwards, though, like the N95s. That'd be funny to see. So not that you had to put it on, but sir, you got it on backwards. That would be funny to be. I might do that on the plane tomorrow.
No, please don't.
You got it on backwards.
Please
I don't think so.
Don't.
The metal's supposed to shoot forward like this and make a fork. All right, I won't. We're
with
in
us.
A weird period now where it was so emphatic about mask, and now it's just radically changed in the last 2 weeks. And people, like, here at Austin, I thought we were going to have to show our clear passes. That never happened.
Nobody looked once. So that's cool.
And everyone's, everyone has different things going on, to each their own. But it's weird when you go into someone who, a place that's like, get your mask on. Like, you're being fucking crazy. And it's like, wait, we're all changing now, aren't we?
I am a little sort of between worlds. Like, if I see someone with a mask on, I'm like, oh, I gotta put it on. Like, I feel guilty if I don't have it on. But then.
Well, you walked into a doctor's room during surgery. That was different.
That was.
Ma'am, please.
I would not put the.
Put your mask on.
No.
This isn't about the vax.
No.
This person's
it's
heart
freedom.
Is open on
I,
the table.
Guess what? I have the freedom to not wear a mask.
And stop talking to you. It's your spit's going right into their heart.
Oh, so now because I have a lisp, you're making fun of me?
Please don't lisp.
You cannot tell me what to do with my tongue or my face. If I want to put my face in that body, I can. That is my right.
Mr. Simmons, please leave. Please leave.
How did you know it was me? I don't even have my makeup on.
And scene. He's the most famous masked person of all time, Gene Simmons, right? Okay. Can you give us...
But it's not a mask. It's paint.
It is paint. It is paint.
And makeup. I love how you're calling it a mask. I mean, I guess we all are wearing
clown,
a mask.
Clown paint is a mask of sorts, right? You're wearing a mask of makeup now.
All right.
I'm being honest with my face.
No, you're
no
not.
No lies here.
No, you're not. You know why you're not?
Uh-oh. Why?
Because you shave.
Shaving is not being honest to my face?
Yes, because
so
it's
Miles is more honest than me.
Yes. You are you're not lying about what your face does.
Look at all these hairy dudes clapping.
Yeah, that's why the most honest person we know is probably Zach Galifianakis.
There you go.
He's got a huge beard.
All right, do we deserve another song here?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Thank you.
Imagine now you bring out a big piano.
The song's called Pythons.
It feels like weeks passed while we were sleeping. It feels like the time all just escaped. Like generations of houseflies live, died, and piled up across wide dilated days. And while we putrefied in sleep, the putrid fruits rotted away. It could have been years in honesty, the best part of any century. I could have sworn I lay my head down in the scalding air of an August day. We awoke two roads all snow lined, thought I'd walk home anyway. I don't know why it was years before we missed you or the lives we used to have. Somewhere caught up in the tangle of a million lifetimes been and fast. right through to the end of the future, like two gorged pythons on the ground. A life in dreams unpunctuated, while the decades snaking out. And meanwhile the hunger swelled inside me, like our dying devouring sun. We can both go out for breakfast if you think that kind of thing is fun. The summer still is coming for us, always autumn stalks behind. Winter wins out in the end, a sickly spring stumbling in, I swear has never been on time. Left now in the embers of the evening, as all warmth fades from the day. Remember how you glowed so brightly, we were defended against pain. But we got somehow forgotten, God forgot what we were for. This world all burned out beneath us, it's not life and or death anymore. 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 Gathered all unbroken mornings to glister pristine at your door. Undawned dormant days made formless. It's not life and or death, but we remain ungrazed by daylight, bruised not by the year's onslaught. Blessed with bodies obsolete, now it's not life and or death anymore.
So good.
It's a great, great song.
So can I ask you, what do you mean by that? It's not life and or death anymore?
So it's one of those that where it kind of, it sort of revealed itself to me as I was writing it in a way, as pretentious as that sounds. And it was to do partly with, you know, the losing all sense of time over the last couple of years, and kind of not feeling like part of linear time, and that was kind of more accentuated, particularly because the and this is maybe not great fodder for a comedy show, but near the start of the pandemic, my dad got diagnosed with cancer. And so sort of living through that time of what felt like a foregone conclusion, you know, living through that illness with him, and so during that time of him being ill, it felt like there was this set end point, and I was in this other space that sort of seemed to occupy everything, but then at the same time it's you're kind of living very much in the future because you're always focused on this one point, and then also living very much in the past, you know, processing memories and things all in a very different light. So then after he passed away in the summer of 2020, being at that point felt very much like sort of being past the end of history in a way. Like there was a timeline that had a beginning and an end, and then we were past the end, and it's sort of like, what now? And yeah, I don't think I realized that when I started writing the song. But that's sort of where I ended up with it.
That's deep, man. And I totally Danielle knows I relate to that. My dad passed away, and it was a long period, like a 2-year period too. That it enveloped my life, and like the one thing that stuck with me, and maybe this is where I can bring it into the humor part, is every time the phone would ring, I would think it was about him for like 2 years. Like the phone didn't mean anything else to me. And then after he died, there was still like a year period after that where I was like he's dead. And I'm like, the phone rings. I'm like, oh no, my dad's dying. And it's like, oh no, he's already dead.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that anymore. Isn't that funny? You have to find humor and music from things that are tragic.
That's what I like to
do. What do I do a scene about? My parents are still alive.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You know them. No. So I have some bad news, Mr. Besser. But maybe it's also good news.
Okay.
Which is... your father is no longer living, but he's also not dead.
Okay, you know, you can be a straight shooter with me. If he passed, I don't need that thing of he's in your heart forever.
No, he's not in your heart. Not at all.
I meant metaphorically, but okay.
No, so did I.
You have no right to say my father's not in my heart.
Well, in his constant form, I think...
I interrupted you. What's going on?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but we have a pet cemetery outside.
All right. What's that have to do with anything?
We just wanted to give it a whirl and just see what happened if we put your father in a pet cemetery. And guess what? It worked.
You tried that Stephen King thing on him?
Well, we didn't think it would work, and it did.
And you're lucky. I'm really into sci-fi, because I will believe this. Are you saying...
First of all, it's not sci-fi as much as horror, but...
Supernatural. That's where we can agree.
Okay. We can come to a meeting point on that. But your father is with us. But this is what
Is he a zombie? Like, what form is he? Is he speaking? I want to talk to him.
Well...
He's not a pet, is he?
Yes.
Oh, no.
He's come back as a very angry guinea pig.
We cut to that moment in the hospital room. Can I pick him up?
I wouldn't. You know what? Why don't you let him sniff your hand?
Okay. Hey, Dad. Your fur's looking really healthy. Oh, he bit me.
Well, I said give it a try. And that try was bad.
Okay, now he's shitting.
Well, did your dad shit a lot?
The last couple of years, yeah.
So you recognize him. See, that's something that your father is. That's okay. How you know it's definitely your father and not a guinea pig we said is your father.
Okay. He never liked lettuce that much, I will say that.
Well,
or carrot.
A lot of times when people pass, they become vegan.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That seems like a bummer.
Not if you...
Seems like you should be rewarded with some steak.
Well, I think people, once they pass, are like, now I want to get healthy.
Too late.
I guess not to them.
Why Dad, where are you going? Oh, God. He got out of the bed. Where are you?
Oh, he's humping. He's humping.
Oh, he's humping my foot. All right, get off.
This
Dad.
Is child abuse.
Get off. He doesn't know what it is. Get
yes,
off.
He oh, he's does. Tangled he's your father.
Dad, stop it. This is embarrassing.
You
get
are
off
disgusting,
my foot.
Disgusting, Mr. Besser.
Don't kick my dad.
Your father's a piece of shit.
Oh, my God. That's what he's doing.
That's disgusting. I'm calling the police.
And scene. That's a terrible, mean doctor. How many people here have had a guinea pig, gerbil, hamster? Anybody? Oh, yeah? What'd you have, sir?
Gizmo.
A what?
A what?
Gizmo was my guinea pig.
Oh, his name.
I was like, what did you have? A gizmo.
I was like a gremlin?
It's a robot guinea pig, a gizmo.
He was like, I had a gizmo. I was like,
what? What else? Hamster?
No, we're not asking names. I need to make this clear. That
what kind of dog do you have,
us.
Sam? Good old Sam.
That is not our concern.
We cut to a pet adoption place. Oh, that's a cutie. What breed is that?
Oh, that's a Dorinda.
Dorinda. I've never heard that one. Is that like a Pekingese?
No, it's Dorinda.
Dorinda.
That's her name. We don't want you to judge the animals based on what you think they are, based on what you know about dogs. We just give you their names.
Wait a minute. And I have a child, and I don't want a dog that's prone to, biting, and also we have allergy concerns.
Well, you don't know what the dog is until you meet him. We don't want any preconceived notions here.
Oh, look at this one.
That's killer.
That's a standard poodle. What?
That's killer. It's just a name.
All right. But it's a standard poodle. I know that.
No, it's not. It's a killer.
It definitely is. Okay, that might be a funny name for it, but that's definitely a standard
poodle.
No,
it's not. You don't. It's not. There's nothing standard about killer.
Well, there's some poodle in there. You'll admit
that. He's very special, not standard.
Okay, a special
standard
poodle.
If you want to say something, he's above standard.
You know, I don't want to argue about this dog. What about that lab?
That's not a lab.
God damn it. What is it?
That's Calliope.
Calliope.
That's Calliope.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Chihuahua.
And Zane. It's a tight scene right there. And Chihuahua. I wrote down some lyrics, though, that weren't necessarily as depressing. What was the line? You have just so many great lines. If I could pick some and you could... What's the two pythons on the ground line?
Oh, yeah. When pythons eat a lot... You know, they swell up, and then they just kind of, as far as I can tell, they just lie there and digest for a long, long time. and then the kind of the decade snaking out, it's like a, you know, kind of almost a pun.
That's cool.
Matt, what did you just eat?
Oh, I just had some pork ribs covered in pulled pork.
Wait,
with a little bit of chopped beef on top of it and a hot dog.
Jesus, you've been in bed for hours.
I know, I just had this. You know how sometimes you're like, I just gotta eat some pork.
But you ate all of it.
Yeah, and every type I could think of.
Why couldn't you have spread it out amongst days and weeks?
Well, I just spread it out amongst the hour.
You look like you're gonna explode.
Oh, I just ate some bacon, too.
Why? Stop. Take the pork out of the bed.
The what?
The pork out of the bed.
I'll eat it out.
What?
I'm just a completist.
Stop. Stop eating. You're going to vomit.
No, I just need to sit here, and the problem is when you make me get up too quick before I fully digest.
When I make you get up too quick, what, to go to work and to take care of your kids?
You act like that's a priority over eating, which is a basic human need. That's like when you're in the airplane, you gotta take your oxygen first.
What?
Don't you know that? You take your oxygen.
No, I know the oxygen.
Okay,
metaphor.
Well, I gotta eat and drink, and then I can go take care of
but
my
you don't
kid
eat,
and work.
But you're eating everything, digesting it, and then
not
eating
everything,
more.
Just everything pork.
Matt, this is...
I didn't have any bread.
This is very unhealthy. First of all, I'm worried about your cholesterol level. That's just baseline.
I haven't had any meat.
Well, pork is the other white meat.
I don't want to have this argument now. Pork is not a meat.
It is
pork is a animal. It's the closest animals come to being a vegetable.
What? Not in any way,
that's
shape, or form.
That's my theory.
That's not a theory. That's what... Look, I need you to stop eating. I'm taking the food away, and you are going to...
Oh, not that. Those are my cup of bacon bits. I like to sprinkle that on top of the pork soup.
Where are you getting this all?
The pig farm.
So you're going down to a pig farm?
Yeah, it's expensive to get it straight from the grocery store or a restaurant. We need this much pork. You got to slaughter your own pigs. It's kind of like those homebrew guys.
You're killing pigs?
I home pork.
You home pork?
Yeah. I kill, slaughter, cure, smoke, barbecue my own pigs. And make the bones into jewelry.
Is that what my engagement ring is?
You don't like it? You liked it yesterday.
Well, that's when I thought it was a diamond.
Aren't you impressed I can make a pork bone look like a diamond?
I guess so. But look, I'm worried about you. I just think that digestion will work better if you're standing up.
Oh, God. It's coming out.
Which way?
It's coming out.
Which way?
It's coming out a big poop, but I haven't had time to digest. It's going to come out more fully formed. Help.
Please don't.
Get some hot water and some towels.
What are you, birthing a
hot
poop?
Hot water and towels.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's coming out. Tell me to breathe.
No, don't. I don't want to breathe anything.
Pull it out.
No.
Pull it out.
No. It's alive.
It's bigger than I am.
I am pork. I am the entity god pork. Can I go to the bathroom?
I'm very upset. I do not want to marry you.
And scene, folks. Never hook up with a guy like that. What's your line about before we missed you? I didn't write down the full line. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I don't know why it was years before we missed you. So yeah, so that's, again, just that sort of kind of being removed from your life, but not really having any sense of that because time isn't working in a usual way.
Danielle, I haven't seen you in a couple of years.
Oh my God, it's been ages. How are you?
Yeah, I just started missing you. So weird. I just started missing you a couple of days ago. And now I see you.
Oh.
In fact, I did see you at Walmart like 3 months ago across the way, but I didn't miss you yet. So I just kind of was like, whatever.
Well, you could have said hi to me.
Why don't we just focus on this moment? I miss you so much for the last couple of days.
You know, I've missed you a lot. In fact, I've called you quite a bit.
I know.
And you never called back.
No, I was going to call back yesterday when I started missing you, but we ran into each other. So good to see you again. I so miss you. I miss you.
I don't know why. I know you're saying this is a compliment, but it feels really hurtful.
Well, let me ask you. Be real. When do you actually start missing someone? If you saw me yesterday, you wouldn't miss me today.
Well, it would be...
When do you start missing someone? That's what I'm asking.
I would say...
What point in time is it okay to miss someone? I think if I didn't see someone in a week and I said, I miss you, that person's crazy.
Well,
how can you miss me? It's been a week.
Well, maybe I have more love for you than you for me.
I'm just asking, was it a month? Was it 2 months?
I started missing you the minute I didn't see you.
That's insane. The minute? That's needy person.
We were dating. You just disappeared one day. You said, I'm going to go get some burgers, and then you didn't come back, so I missed you.
I didn't lie. I got burgers.
But you didn't ever come back.
I did not say I'm getting burgers and coming back. That might have been implied.
It was definitely implied. I was naked in bed. You said,
I had something
don't,
else to
and
eat.
Then you said, don't go to sleep before I. You said, don't go to sleep.
I don't know why I said that.
I didn't.
Because I went and got some burgers and I rented a new apartment.
What? That's unbelievable. You could have at least broken up with me.
Okay, let's break up.
It's been 3 years.
All right, there was a lockdown, though. You're not going to really count that.
Yes, I'm counting all of it because we could have locked
couples,
down together.
No sane couples are counting the lockdown period.
Yes, they are.
No, that's insane. If you're counting the years of your relationship, you can't include the lockdown.
Yes, you can. You can completely, because time has still passed.
No, but it was weird time, and it wasn't the time we
it's
wanted.
It's also weird time when you're underwater in the ocean scuba diving. I count that as part of our relationship. You didn't count that?
No. No what? Submarine time. We weren't scuba or any time in the air should be counted
what?
As couples. Because you're in misery, you're not focused.
But you're a traveling salesman. That would have been half of our relationship you didn't count.
You count the when I'm on the road
yes!
as part of our relationship when I'm with hookers? That's insane.
How am I supposed to know you're with hookers? And they don't go by hookers anymore.
I'm sorry.
They go by whores.
Oh. And scene. Sorry, sex workers.
It is weird, though. Sorry, sex workers. It is weird, though, time, because I feel like at this festival I've seen people that I have not seen in years, like people I know in the comedy community and stuff. And every time I see them, I'm like, hi. And I don't think that they're that excited to see me. Like, I feel like they're just like, I'm like acting like we haven't seen each other in years. And they're acting like that time never.
You're getting them a hey. They're getting a hey.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of like, hey.
You want them to elongate the hey more. Go, hey.
I want more from my presence in your life. You know, like, I just want a little more excitement, a little more kind of like, oh, my God. Like, and I'm going like, it's been years. And they're like, oh. Like, they don't know time has passed, where I have sensed time passing. And not that I like them so much, but I'm giving them the reaction that I would want. So I am feeling like
you're faking it. You
I'm
want them
faking
to fake
it. And I expect the same graciousness.
Half the people don't even know you. You don't know them.
You're no, like, but hey. I've seen them on TV and I want something from them.
You shouldn't have treated the kids in the hall that way.
I was silent when I saw the kids in the hall. I was like, hi.
So, can we get one more song from you, Miles?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to just check everything's in tune still.
Our scenes do put guitars out of tune.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's my voice, isn't it?
Are you playing anywhere else tonight?
Not tonight. I am... I'm just kind of going where I'm told and playing. I've got Aaron... around somewhere helping me, and I really need it.
Friday.
There you go. There's Aaron doing his job.
The British Embassy.
There's a British Embassy in Austin. Oh, is that the name of a bar?
It's at Hades. There's an entrance to hell in Austin.
No, but that does sound like Austin's a big city. Why wouldn't there be a British Embassy? Matt is taping this because he thinks he can do it one day. He's like, I'm gonna get this.
The argument starts in my head and spreads out like a mold, from weak spots in the ceiling down to the base of the wall. This place looks like a film set, storage unit, or a hospital bed, but not like anywhere you really lived. It's your old bedroom where you smoke like a car tire on a pile of car tire carcasses on a bonfire, and I hyperventilate, hold my breath, fold my arms across my chest, push me down, push me down. Cause I like the way your name tastes in my mouth. It's hard to start, it's hard to start again. No, it's not a positive number, it's just the sum of the game. First you fill in the hours, then you count in the days. And every time the record breaks at the bleeding edge of history, carving its own way into you and me, building distance in our heads we cannot make manifest in our feet. But there is something pressing its teeth deep into the exposed bare souls. We barely feel it though, like skin itches when my body's not clean. Mind crawls, intrusive thoughts and violent fantasies. Dee 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 dee. hurts a lot. It hurts a whole lot. That's why we laugh about it. That's why we don't talk. It hurts a lot. It hurts a whole lot. That's why we laugh about it. That's why we don't talk. But you're in the front seat, taking a phone call, tongue in your front teeth, kept in a chokehold, filling the hour. I walk to your house the whole way. I'm cutting new ruts, I'm carving new names. Are you saving up all the shame on the inside? Going over the same old good time. Dee 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 dee. Going over the same old good time down. Push me down. Cause I like the way your name tastes in my mouth. I like the way your name tastes and hurts a lot. It hurts a whole lot. That's why we laugh about it. That's why we don't talk. We had a plan, this wasn't it. I thought we were accomplices. We had some time, it all ran out. I like the way your name tastes in my mouth. I like the way your name tastes in my mouth. And it hurts a lot. It hurts a whole lot. That's why we laugh about it. That's why we don't talk. That's why we don't talk.
That's so cool, man. Listeners of my podcast, he's playing the keyboard and the guitar at the same time, which I don't know how to do. I can't figure it out. So you're just hitting the strings so hard on the frets that it's
yeah,
just,
so I'm like pulling off there.
Oh, I see.
And it's I actually just realized that I should do that a couple of nights ago. After I'd flown in and gone to bed. And I was like, oh, because I usually would play that on an acoustic guitar and do.
That's really cool.
It's like going like this, you know, like.
Exactly, yeah. But it doesn't
except
really.
Except easier.
It doesn't really come through on an electric guitar. So I was just, yeah, I was like, oh, I should learn how to do that. And apparently
I can do
it. You
just started doing that?
Yeah, I didn't know I could do it.
That's like me. I just learned about s'mores.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. We got to see it.
Some miracles have happened here. It's pretty amazing.
I was at your show last night with Gimberling, and he was like, how's he doing that? And I was like, I don't know. I think he's just hitting the frets so hard he didn't have to strum it. And he's like, nah, he's playing another track.
Oh, he conspiracy theory. You faker, you.
You got me.
So I love the, I like the way your name tastes in my... Have you been this restaurant before? I love it. Have you been here before?
No, this is my first time. I'm really excited about it.
Hello, welcome. Here's some menus.
Oh, thank you.
I am Jeremy. I'll be waiting for you tonight.
Oh, okay, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And what is your name?
My name's Matt.
Why?
At this restaurant, we like to know the names. It is some a specialty of ours. We serve names.
Excuse me.
People eat names. What is your name?
I don't even understand what that means.
Let me hear your name and I'll explain.
I'm Lisa.
Yeah, I prefer Melissa, but let me try.
That's not my name.
Lisa. Tastes okay. Lisa. Is it Lisa or Lisa? Is it Lisa or Lisa?
It's... I've never heard the second way you phrased it.
Also, Lisa. I'm going to try Melissa. Can I try Melissa?
No, can I ask you a question? I'm here to eat food.
Yeah.
Not for... I don't understand how this restaurant works because I'm here to
eat. I'm sorry, Jeremy. Can you just give us... I will come back. You sit at the menus. You look over the names.
I know what I want.
You know what you want?
Well, I mean,
there's no chicken parm here.
Then I'm leaving.
It's not that kind of place. I'll be back. Hey, what was that about?
What are you talking about? A, he's not telling us the specials, which is why I thought he came over.
You see, that's the thing. That's the, if I may, that's kind of the, why I took you here tonight. I thought we were getting to that place in our relationship.
Where what?
Where we can eat each other's names. It's just kind of a place couples come to really get into
I've
each other's...
I've never heard of that before.
Well, I think when
I thought you were going to... I thought tonight was going to be different. Eat each other's names? I've never heard of that.
It's like a spiritual thing. Like, we tell us their names. They take it back to the chef in the kitchen.
And then what happens?
He tosses the names in a big bowl, and they spice it up, and they come out here, and the waiter will tell our names back to us, and then we get to say the names and taste it in our mouth.
Okay,
it's this
I'll
whole
try.
Presentation. It's like Benihana.
It feels, can I just say, it feels like bullshit.
Really?
And
have
I go
you
to,
ever
and
tried
I,
tasting my
let me
name?
Tell you this. I go to psychics, and this feels crazy.
But at one point, you might not have believed in psychics, and you tried it. Just
okay,
try
I'm gonna
tasting
try it. I'm
my
gonna
name.
I'm going to try it, but I am starving.
Hello. Have you had time to think about it?
Yes.
I took the liberty of having the chef come up with a special fried mat for you. Oh, you fried my name? Yeah, we did. Would you like to taste it, ma'am?
Okay.
Okay. This is what your boyfriend's name would sound like if it was fried. How does that taste in your mouth? Try saying that.
This is so embarrassing.
Just try it.
Just try it, sweetie. That was not a good try.
No, that was me coughing.
Oh.
This is so... Okay.
Just do it. Just bite into it.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Well, don't eat too much of it.
Well, no, I'm just, it's a gag reflex. I'm like using different parts of my throat to make this sound.
Exactly. That's where the taste comes in.
Gagging.
Here, can I get some steamed Lisa?
No.
No problem. I'll
okay,
be right
fine.
Back.
Okay, fine. Steamed Lisa. This is, can we also, I'm dying for food. I'm very hungry.
Okay. I guess they have pork here too.
I'm vegetarian.
Well, they have veggie pork.
That's not a...
Yeah, it
oh,
is.
Oh, like
it's
vegan?
Like, it's like fake pork.
Oh, okay. I'll
but
have
shaped
that.
Like a pork. It's shaped like a pig.
I don't think I want
it. It only
that.
Comes shaped like a pig,
sounds
but it's fake.
Terrifying.
Why? It's totally vegan. It's shaped like a pig.
Okay, can we
order okay, them? Here you go. I have the steamed Lisa ready.
Okay, try Lisa.
Okay. It goes like this. Lisa.
Oh, let me try that.
Lisa. It's a little bitter.
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't make it. Lisa.
Okay, well, it's better than... I threw up a little bit.
You know what? I think we're a little new to this whole concept. Can we get that pork you guys have that's shaped like an actual pig?
No, we rarely get that order, but we'll bring it right up. It doesn't take any time to make.
Okay, thank you.
You happy?
Yes, I am. I'm hungry more than happy.
Okay. I'm going to ask you something. Don't get mad.
What?
Can I try eating your middle name? I don't love
what?
Your first name. It's just kind of boring and tasteless.
I
and
don't
know. I think
can
it
I
should
tell
be
you something?
Longer.
I don't have a middle name.
What?
My parents don't believe in middle names.
They don't believe? Like, they don't think they exist?
No, I just mean, like, they don't, you know, they're just, they, Lisa was enough.
Really?
Yes, I don't know what to tell you.
And it's not short for something?
It's just Lisa. Why, what is Matthew short for?
Well, it's Matt, short for Matthew.
Oh, here comes the pig. Okay. I am sorry. We are out to the fake pig. All we had in back was this real pig.
I'm vegan. I cannot eat that.
Well, it's not cooked anyway. It's just a pig. Oh. I think he's trying to say your name.
What?
The pig's saying your name.
It is
He's
not
chowing the- down your name.
Those are just pig sounds. That's just pig sounds.
What?
Those are just natural pig sounds.
No, he's saying Lisa.
Lisa, Lisa.
Oh, Jesus.
Lisa, Lisa.
Oh, he is chowing your name. Look at that.
Lisa, Lisa, Lisa.
Then we see him. It's actually a herp go over on her back, and all these little piglets start getting on her teeth. Oh, they're so cute. Look at them.
This is terrifying, and I want to leave.
They're breastfeeding on your name.
What? We cut to a doctor's office. Matt, I'd like to talk to you. You've gained a lot of weight recently.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to ask you to stop saying the name Lisa. You're gaining a lot of weight from all the you're eating.
You saying it again just makes me want to say it real quick, Lisa.
You'll see. And it's very unhealthy. You've gained a lot of weight too fast, and you have to slow down.
Okay, doctor, just tell me your name and I'll get out of here.
No.
Come on.
No.
Just give me a taste.
No.
Give me a little. What is it, Tommy? Johnny, Charlie, what is it, huh?
First of all, you came to a doctor's office and you don't know the doctor's name.
Your first name, no.
Well, my last name.
I've never tried a last name.
Oh, please.
That fucked me up. And scene, folks. Let's give Mirex a big hand. Miles, all the way from Brighton. Guys, I also want to thank the staff here that have been so cool to us all week. Alyssa, Charlie, Christy, Marty in the booth on sound has been amazing. A big hand to Charlie in particular. He booked this entire comedy festival for years. And this year, I'm sure, was more difficult than ever. So let's give him a hand. And all the musicians coming to join us. Mirex, one more time. Buy his album. Look for it on Spotify. Good night. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris and Amelia Chapelow. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1-month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.